Romans chapter 8. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 3. The law of life that freed you from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8. Verses 1 through 3. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, beloved saints. Today, through the words of Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, we want to share the word about the law of life that freed you from the law of sin and death. The Apostle Paul proclaims like this in today's main text. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. This word is God's final verdict given to the saints whose sins have been removed. For those who are in Christ Jesus, there is never any condemnation. He does not determine that they have sin. He does not see them as ones to be judged. Why is that? Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed us from the law of sin and death. We were originally those who were under the law of sin and death. We were born with sin from birth, and we were under the destiny of having no choice but to die, even if we do not want to die, and having no choice but to go to hell, even if we do not want to go to hell. According to God's law, we were all those who had to be judged. However, God did not abandon us. What the law could not do, being weak through the flesh, God himself did. God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and condemned all our sins in that Son. Because Jesus took charge of our sins through baptism and received judgment on the cross, now there is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We were originally under the law of sin and death. A person is born with sin from birth. After Adam and Eve, all humans were born with the inheritance of sin. Therefore, a person does not become a sinner because they commit sin, but they commit sin because they were born as a sinner. A person hates to die, hates to go to hell, hates to be judged. However, if there is sin, death follows. If there is sin, judgment follows. If there is sin, one stands under God's wrath. This is the law of sin and death. People of the world strive to try to escape from this law of death. They try to live a little longer, try to live a little healthier, and try to live a little younger. They seek and drink good water, eat good food, and seek good medicine. However, no matter how much they strive, a person eventually dies. It is because they are under the law of sin and death. The law clearly informs us of this fact. The law given by God teaches what sin is. And it informs that the price of sin is death. Therefore, anyone who stands before the law has no choice but to confess, "I am one who has no choice but to be judged." The law is God's law, but it cannot save us. God is the God of legislation. God established the law and commandments. God's kingdom is a kingdom that has laws. That law is holy. righteous, and good. However, the problem lies in that a person cannot keep that law. God's law speaks to us. Serve only God. Do not make idols. Do not take God's name in vain. Honor your parents. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not covet. All these words are right. However, can a person live completely according to these words? No. Our flesh is weak. Our hearts are inclined toward sin. Therefore, the law cannot save us. The law only reveals our sin. If done and according to the law, we all have no choice but to go to hell. If we stand before God exactly as we were born, we cannot avoid judgment. We cannot alter God's law. We cannot not be born with sin. And we cannot eliminate sin by our own power. Therefore, a person needs a savior. We need a savior who will take charge of our sins, receive our judgment instead, and rescue us from the law of sin and death. That person is exactly Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has freed us. The main text says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Who freed us? Jesus Christ freed us. From what did he free us? He freed us from the law of sin and death. We were originally slaves of sin, slaves of death. Just as the people of Israel lived as slaves in Egypt for 400 years, people lived acting as slaves under sin and death. They lived wondering how not to die, how to live more, how to avoid judgment. However, the Lord saved us. Jesus Christ rescued us, who had no choice but to be judged under the law of sin and death. Where is there a greater blessing than this? A person whose sin has been removed is more blessed than a person living under the law of sin and death, no matter how painful things they meet in the world. No matter how hard the path of following the Lord is, it is 100 times better than living as a slave of sin and death. Why is that? Because we have already been freed. We are not under judgment. We are not ones to go to hell. We are those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life saved us. What is the law of the Spirit of life spoken of in the main text? It is the law of life that is in Jesus Christ. It is the law of new life that Jesus Christ gave us. It is the law of salvation that the Holy Spirit testifies in our hearts. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. When God spoke, all creation was created. God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. And man became a living soul. The master of life is God. Jesus, who is that master of life, came to this earth. He came to give new life to our souls that were dead due to sin. Jesus took charge of our sins through baptism, died on the cross, and by resurrecting, gave us new life. Therefore, we became not those who are under the law of sin and death, but those who are under the law of the Spirit of life. Sin can no longer drag us to death. The law can no longer condemn us. Death can no longer hold us forever. We have obtained new life in Jesus Christ. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The word "there is never any condemnation" is such a great word. That there is no condemnation means that sin is not determined. It means God does not give the verdict. You have sin. It also means there is no judgment. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What is important here is those who are in Christ Jesus. Who is the one who is in Christ Jesus? It is a person who believes the gospel, that Jesus eliminated their sins. It is a person who believes the fact that all their sins have been removed through Jesus' baptism, cross, and resurrection. That we came to be in Christ is not because of our merit. It is because the Lord eliminated our sins. It is because the Lord placed us in His bosom. It is because the Lord saved us, who had no choice but to die from sin and trespasses, with His love and truth. Just as the people who were inside Noah's ark avoided judgment, but the people who were outside the ark all received judgment. There is no judgment for the one who is in Christ. Noah, who was inside the ark, was not saved because he was perfect. He was saved because he was inside the ark. It is the same for us today. It is not because we are perfect that there is no condemnation. It is because we are in Christ Jesus that there is no condemnation. God did what the law could not do. Verse 3 of the main text says, "For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did." What is it that the law could not do? It is the work of saving a person from sin. The law makes a person realize sin, but it cannot make a person sinless. The law informs of the price of sin, but it cannot pay the price of sin instead. However, God did it. God sent His own Son on account of sin. He sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Jesus came in the likeness of flesh like ours, but He is one without sin. He is the sinless Son of God. But God condemned our sins in that Son. He passed our sins on to Jesus' body. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, all the sins of the world passed on to Jesus. And Jesus received the judgment of those sins on the cross. The law could not do it, but God did it. A person could not do it, but Jesus Christ did it. Our flesh was weak and could not live according to God's law, but God eliminated our sins through the body of Jesus Christ. God condemned our sins in His own Son. The main text says, "Condemn sin in the flesh." This word means that God condemned our sins in the flesh of Jesus Christ. In other words, it means our sins passed on to Jesus' body. In the Old Testament, when a sinner laid hands on the sacrificial offering, the sin passed on to that offering, and that offering was killed instead of the sinner. This was the law of atonement established by God. In the New Testament, Jesus came as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptist baptized Jesus representing humanity. At that time, all our sins passed on to Jesus. Jesus being baptized in the Jordan River is the event of taking charge of the sins of all people. And Jesus died on the cross. Because he took charge of the sins through the baptism received from John, he received judgment on the cross. Therefore, the cross is the place where he paid the price of our sins that Jesus took charge of. Because Jesus received the judgment, we do not receive judgment. Because Jesus took charge of our sins, we have no sin. This is the law of the Spirit of life. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. A saved person is the person who received the greatest blessing. We sometimes think of the grace of salvation too lightly. We might think, is it that word again? Is it the story of the removal of sin again? However, what we must praise forever is exactly this salvation. Where is there a greater blessing than being freed from the law of sin and death? Where is there a greater love than one who had no choice but to go to hell coming to go to heaven? Where is there a greater grace than one who was under God's judgment becoming a child of God? Salvation is not a small matter. Salvation is the entirety of our lives. Inside salvation, there is the blessing of becoming a child of God, the blessing of heaven, the blessing of eternal life, and all the blessings of the kingdom of God. If there is no sin, there is no judgment. If there is no judgment, there is eternal life. And if there is eternal life, the kingdom of God is ours. Therefore, we must lift high the cup of salvation. We must live with a heart of wondering how to repay the grace God has bestowed upon me. We should not seek only emotional fullness, but we must be thankful for this salvation where the Lord freed me from the law of sin and death. We must think of the grace that is in Christ. There are times when our hearts grow cold. While living the life of faith, there are times when the flesh is tired. There are times when serving the Lord feels difficult. At that time, we must think again, from where was I saved? From what was I freed? Inside, what am I right now? We are in Christ. Originally, we were those who were outside Christ. We were those who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were rebellious ones. However, the Lord called us and made us be in Christ. To be in Christ means having escaped from judgment. It is like having entered inside the ark. Outside there is judgment, but inside there is salvation. Outside, there is the law of sin and death, but inside there is the law of the Spirit of life. Outside there is condemnation, but inside there is never any condemnation. Therefore, we must always meditate on the grace of the Lord who made us be in Christ. We must think of the Lord who embraced us in his bosom. We must praise the Lord who gave us new life. We must live thanking the grace of salvation. A saved person is a thankful person. A person who knows the grace of salvation cannot help but praise the Lord. O God, what am I that you saved me? What does it matter to you regarding me? Who is like dust that you rescued me from sin and death? One comes to be thankful like this. The salvation we received is an unspeakably great love. God sent his own Son. He condemned our sins in that Son. He judged that Son on the cross. And he gave us new life. Where is there a greater love than this? Therefore, after salvation, we must not wander, seeking other satisfaction. We must not seek only the fullness of emotion. We must not try to fill our hearts with the joy of the world. We must be thankful for the grace of the Lord saving me, the grace of freeing me from the law of sin and death, and the grace of making me be in Christ. This thankfulness is the strength of the life of faith. This thankfulness leads us to the Lord. This thankfulness makes us serve the gospel. This thankfulness makes us love souls. Let us live inside the law of the Spirit of life. Beloved saints, we were those who were under the law of sin and death. If done according to the law, we were those who had no choice but to be judged and go to hell. However, God sent Jesus Christ and did what the law could not do. Jesus came in the likeness of sinful flesh. By receiving baptism from John the Baptist, he took charge of all our sins. He received the judgment of those sins on the cross. By resurrecting, he gave us new life. Therefore, the law of the Spirit of life freed us from the law of sin and death. Therefore, now there is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We have no sin. There is no judgment. We are in Christ. We are children of God. We are people who have obtained eternal life. Let us not forget this grace of salvation. Let us remember how great a blessing it is to be freed from the law of sin and death. Let us praise the grace of the Lord who placed us in Christ. Let us lift high the cup of salvation and thank God. And let us preach this law of the Spirit of life, the gospel of the water and the Spirit, to the souls who are still under the law of sin and death. I hope that all of us become saints who serve the Lord with thanksgiving inside the law of the Spirit of life, and give glory to God, as befits those who never have any condemnation in Christ Jesus. Amen.